You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You want smart talk? You came to the right place. You want well-behaved hosts? Yeah, that's not happening. John and Gordy are back, armed with microphones, coffee, and way too much confidence. This is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. And it's kind of brisk out there this morning.
Kind of.
And I guess we are going to have weather like this for the rest of the week. Is that correct, Mr.
That's
Weatherman?
Right. It's going to stay cooler than normal.
Yeah.
Right now it's 45 degrees.
Wow.
And it's going to only get to a high maybe to 50. Maybe. And it's going to be really breezy again today, so it's going to feel pretty chilly.
It's going to be kind of nice, you know, seeing all the fall leaves blowing around.
Yeah. So bundle up, you know, dress in layers, you know, wear an extra jacket, a sweater.
Bring along a scarf.
Yeah, skirt.
A beanie, maybe?
A beanie.
Well, you could wear a beanie. You could wear beanies.
Where do you buy those beanies anyway?
I buy them on this place called Temu. It's online.
Temu.
Yeah, it's...
Really?
I've heard of Temu.
I get reminders from Temu all the time. It's good. Well, your prize is waiting for you.
A prize?
I have no idea what they're talking about most of the time, and I don't care. I know I've been to Temu. I think I even purchased something.
Really?
On there. Some, you know, doodad of some sort. Some kind of, you know, pocket flashlight of some sort. But I don't know what I bought on there, but I know I did, and that's why they're on me.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I buy a bundle of them for like $10. I buy like 5 beanies for $10. They're really good. They're very cheap and very, you know, not the best quality, but... I love them.
Yeah. You always are wearing sweatshirts, too. Sweatshirts and sweaters.
Now's the time.
You got a beanie.
Yeah.
You're not too warm in there in the little producer booth?
No. It's perfect temp.
Have you had your thyroid checked? I think you're...
There's something wrong. Yeah.
I'll bug you to the doctor.
Wow. Yeah. Good to see you when you're 80. Oh, God, no. We won't be able to see you under all the sweaters.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
It's 8 minutes past the hour. What's the sunrise and sunset time, John? Can you check your WMDX Samsung watch?
Yes. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, sunrise. Wow. We got to set the clocks forward here. Fall back. That's right. You know what? I haven't entered the code in my watch yet.
Oh, no.
Now it's back. Okay. I'm good.
Is it working?
Yep. Now I can tell you what... The sunset time will be at 6:05.
Okay.
6:05.
Good enough. Well, it's going to be pretty breezy around sunset time.
Well, one of the things I don't have to report anymore on is the dew points.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's all over.
But, you know, we could get some rain, a pretty good chance of rain today, mainly in the afternoon and into the evening. But then once that clears out, the next few days are going to be dry. They're going to be cool, but the next, like, week is going to be dry.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things about damp fall weather is that it's easier to rake up leaves while they're damp.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the time to get out in the yard.
Have you done that yet? You raked up any leaves?
No, I haven't. In the last 3 or 4 years, I have been mowing my leaves and mulching them.
I think that's the way to go.
Yep.
Although I bet your dog would love to jump into a pile of leaves, don't you think?
I don't think so. No,
really?
No, it's a human thing.
Well, I see these videos of dogs just going tearing into the, you know, and leaping into a big pile of leaves.
I guess a few dogs have that. I mean, you know, dogs are so unique. You never know what they're going to be into.
Yeah, true.
What quirk they're going to have, you know?
Yeah.
My dog has this weird quirk about sitting on the love seat and kind of like back on her hind legs, you know, and she's her she's just pawing us, you know, and looking sad and lonely and desiring a hug, you know. And this is a medium-sized border collie, and my wife wanted to make sure that she liked to hug, and I think she went overboard with this particular dog. We're just gonna have to sell her. I've had it.
God. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Oh man. Well, you've been dealing with it for a couple of years, right? The dog?
Yes. Yeah. 2.5 years old.
And your dog has not been really calmed down at all.
Oh, no.
She's
much better now.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah. After about 2 years of taking her out into the yard and moving her to the borders of the yard and playing with her there, we have desensitized her to the desire to run out of the yard. Now she doesn't do it. She's not on a leash anymore.
Does she have any tricks that she had? Like, does she do any tricks?
She does fantastic leaps into the air to catch the ball.
Okay, there you go.
How about Frisbees? Is she into Frisbees?
I haven't
all?
Tried Frisbee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But now, you know, I couldn't because she was on a leash. Now, oh, man, does she? You know, it's funny. I mean, she's really smart. She understands when she's on the leash how far she can go, like 28 feet. And then off the leash, she's running all over the yard like a stallion. Mm. You know, it's just amazing. Wow. She's a smart dog. You know, these border collies are smarter than human beings most of the time. You know, they're certainly much smarter than any mega that I've ever talked to.
Okay.
Just thought I'd throw a little politics in.
Sure.
In this discussion.
Well, why not? Well, Trump's been busy tearing down the White House. I don't know if you've seen the video.
Yeah,
they're
just
going to tear the whole damn thing down.
Looking good,
First, he said they weren't going to touch that building. They were going to put up this new $250 million ballroom.
Yeah.
Now that they got into it a little bit.
There's a little video taking down the West Wing wall.
There it goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's the East Wing.
Oh, it's the East Wing,
Yeah,
they all look the same, don't they? Depends on which way
White
you're facing.
House. I don't know. Yeah. Well, he paved over the Rose Garden.
Yeah, the Rose Garden.
It's now just a gigantic patio with a bunch of cheap-looking tables.
You would think,
umbrellas.
You know, somebody with the background of Donald Trump, that a patio wouldn't exactly be something you'd put in.
Well, it's a big patio.
You know, John has a patio at his home, but I don't think, a billionaire is thinking, I wish I had a patio.
Well, in a $250 million ballroom, what do they need that for?
How grotesque. He's just grotesque.
But he's saying it's not being paid by the taxpayers. It's private funding.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure, rip the White House down just because somebody
tear
else.
Tear the whole thing down.
Somebody else is paying for it.
Yeah. There have been other renovations done to the White House over the years.
Yeah.
But nothing like this. Yeah. So.
Although I'd like to see the one where they tore down most of the structure, left the skeletal structure, and rewired a lot of the stuff and did things way back. I mean, at this point, they'd have to rewire again.
Mm, I imagine so, yeah.
But then they'd have to, I don't know. You know, I can't speculate what Trump is going to do next to the White House.
How about that video of him? We kind of touched on it yesterday. Him up in a plane, Trump dropping poop on the protesters.
I've got a big story on that coming up.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll save that.
There's more to it than what we watched. Do you remember when the poop came down on this crowd?
Right.
Protesting. Right. Yeah. There was a guy in the front.
Oh. Okay.
The guy in the front is part of the story that's coming up later on.
We'll get to that.
He's a very young podcaster. For some reason, the White House went after him.
Well, the White House didn't make that video, though, right? They just shared it.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know who made it.
Okay. Well, Kenny Loggins is upset about it because they used Danger Zone in the
Kenny Loggins is complaining to the White House.
Yes.
This podcaster is dumped on in the video, and he's blaming the White House. So somewhere along the way, the White House might have something to do with it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not giving him a free pass on this at all.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, we'll get into that in a little while.
Yes, we will.
We've got Tom and Christy Manis coming in our 7 o'clock hour. They've been in a couple of times before. They travel all over Wisconsin. They travel all over the world, but
yeah.
They're going to tell us about some of the highlights this time of year around Wisconsin.
I jotted a few down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Duncan Yo-Yo thing,
yeah.
The Land O'Lakes battle, which they say is continuing. The Cozy Inn.
The Cozy Inn.
And
where's that?
And the Leaky Boot, which is, just some of the amazing things that, you can see here in Wisconsin. The Leaky Boot thing, I think, is hilarious because we just get into weird things, big musky statues and, the giant Paul Bunyan in the Dells. We just love stupidly large, unbelievable things and just really trivial things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's plenty of those all over the state.
That's the great thing about Wisconsin. You just never know what you're going to drive into next when you go into these small towns.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful, I mean, what a job it is for the...
For Tom and Christy?
For Tom and Christy to just go around Wisconsin.
I know, it's a good
and
gig.
And just discover this stuff,
yeah,
this insane thing. Oh, God.
Now, what is there? There's some museum in, I think it's in Sparta, which is a little tiny town north of Richland Center, quite a ways. And it's some sort of space museum.
No.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Saluting the space program. Somebody from Sparta was, I think, an astronaut or something. We'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
Because they know. They know everything.
And then, everything is, people are very angry now about... how the right wing takes one tiny little thing that's going on in the country, just, some weird event, and then they just blow it up and they put it into the media machine, and everybody knows about it. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's outraged over it.
It's a lot of deflection.
And the thing, I watched the video yesterday. I didn't make anything of it, really. I could care less. But this kid was beating up on a Trump pinata.
Oh.
And I think he had a knife, too, a sword or whatever, a chef knife. And he was jabbing it and stabbing it and stuff like that. And it blew up on the internet. And they're saying, they're promoting killing Trump, And no, it's a pinata, you dumbasses. What the hell is wrong with you people? That's why it's on a string or a rope.
Hanging from a tree.
I guess you can complain about bird pinatas, too, if you want. Birds, act like a windmill and knock those things out of the sky. I don't know. They're just so trivial and mindless most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so here we are, we're just kind of... shooting the stuff here this morning.
Yes, phone lines are open. 608-879-8255. You can always download the Civic Media app and reach us that way on the app.
Big apology to everybody yesterday.
Why? Why?
Some of the texts we did not have a chance to get to, and we'll try to get to those today.
Okay.
We'll get also, up. Somebody wanted to know more about a certain thing about the farmers we didn't have a chance to ask. The farm babe about it, but we'll do that on Friday.
Okay.
Just to let them know.
What is it about the farmers we needed to find out?
Well, there's a rumor that the farmers are doing really well under Trump.
Now we have
to ask the farm babe whether that's true or not.
Okay. All right. We'll hold that question off till Friday. It's 19 minutes past the hour, just getting going on a Tuesday morning with John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dominic Lee, and you. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
You gotta ask.
You can just ask. Ask me what's trending.
Yeah, it's trending. We got a few things here in WMDX, 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, down at the controls, that are trending. I just want to bring this up. I've been watching Netflix lately.
Yeah.
Now, we kind of stay away from the serials because, you know, when I have time to actually sit in front of a TV set, not researching stuff for this program, I want to watch a movie. I just want to watch a movie.
That's it.
Something long, mindless, terrific, right?
Yeah.
And but we're into the series where it is like a movie.
What series?
It's called The Diplomat.
Mm.
And this is like season 3, I think.
Yeah.
And it is just it's just a great show. The character development on this thing is just killer.
The Diplomat.
Yeah, The Diplomat. It's I don't know if you remember Carrie Russell at all.
Oh, sure. She had the real wavy hair. Tight curled hair.
That's right.
Beautiful woman, yes.
She was a teenager in the TV show that she was on.
Yeah.
Well, she's matured.
She's all grown up.
And she is gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, she is the star of this and one of the producers as well. And she is just phenomenal in this role as the diplomat for the president.
Hmm.
And her husband also is now vice president in season 3 here.
Oh,
and
well.
It is just, there's so much going on, and it's such a great story, and the characters are so real and so incredible, so developed. I highly recommend this series. If you have a chance, just start at the beginning. Don't worry about it. You know, a lot of times, you know, I find a show that's really interesting, but I find out it's like season 5, and I think, I'm not going to
slog through all that. Yeah.
But really, just in fun, just start with The Diplomat, and just start from the beginning and just go through it. It's just excellent stuff.
I saw a good movie over the weekend on Prime Video.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk, you know, one of our favorite actors, you know, from Breaking Bad. Chicago guy. In this movie,
Nobody.
Nobody
2? Or Nobody?
Nobody. Okay. Is there a Nobody 2?
There's a Nobody 2.
You've seen both of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. You know, it starts out as a little thriller, and then it just takes off. And yeah, I thought the first one's really good. You like the second one, too?
The first one kicks ass.
Yes.
The second one does the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just one thing after another.
It is one thing after another. And Odenkirk's dad, right?
Oh, yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's brutal.
Yes, he is. Well, I have to check out Nobody 2.
Then, of course, we find out his wife has some
issues,
technical abilities as well.
I mean, really?
She's a fighter. Well, probably probably a former agent as well.
Oh, all right.
Well, I guess he gave the whole thing away, didn't I?
Damn. Thanks.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
I do that a lot. You know, my kids love it.
Okay. I'm going to watch it now.
All right. Hey, we've got an early morning phone call here.
All right. Well, let's go to Matt in Middleton. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I'm curious what you think about the possibility that considering the level of crimes that the Trump family is involved in, they're friends with the UFC people who are former mobsters from Vegas that own that, and then the ties to Russia. And what do you think the chances are that some of this Gestapo that's out there kidnapping people, when something like the organization that Epstein was running, when he gets taken out, it's not like that entity just goes away. Someone takes it over.
Good thought.
Mm-hmm. You think there's a chance that some of these kids that are disappearing and stuff are just being funneled through to human trafficking because we have no...
Wow.
Yeah.
We can't track these people that they're ripping from the streets.
Yeah.
And someone brought that idea up to me the other day and it really kind of shook me. It's like, yeah, we have no idea. They could just be doing human trafficking with these people.
Yeah, they always say that this is the most open presidency ever. And it is absolutely not that. you know, the thing is, they have done away with all paperwork, all records. They don't want records. They don't want paperwork. that somebody can go over when they're out of office eventually, and accuse them of crimes beyond anyone's imagination. So yeah, they're trying to hide everything, and that's a really good point, Matt. You never know. You know, it created a void. Somebody's got to fill it, right? And now,
and
plus they're covering it up, which is the most amazing thing of all. This is the biggest human trafficking story that we've had in this country.
Yeah.
And they refuse to deal with it.
Putin, like Putin took all those kids from Ukraine, and Trump didn't mention it to Putin once.
That's right.
About all these kids they're stealing.
Yes, so, I guess they returned many of them, I believe, but you know, who knows, right? Yeah. I mean, this is not an open administration at all. So we can create any story we want.
Matt, thank you for that.
Tough luck.
Appreciate that call.
Yeah.
608-879-8255. Yeah. Who knows where they're taking some of these people.
I know, and I can't believe
them.
And you know, it's softly delivered by Mike Johnson. You know, he is such a devout Christian, you know. He would never do anything. He would never hide something like this, except that he is. And he's putting it off. This is just outrageous. It really is. He's a scary individual. He's got that soft tone, constantly soft way of selling us all his ideas.
Yeah.
You know, but he's been wrong about everything so far, especially the No King's Day.
Well, and the shutdown, too. Keeps blaming the Democrats for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
completely Republican.
The big story today. Stay tuned. A little after 7 o'clock.
Really?
We have the speech at the Capitol on No King's Day.
Oh, do you?
I put that together. I cut it down. It's a little over 4 minutes. But you know what? It's so worth to hear. It is really worth it. You got to hear this thing.
Okay.
So that's coming up.
We'll have that in our 7 o'clock hour then. It is 6:29 straight ahead. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy, WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's just so...
It's mind-numbing.
It is. Hey, you know the story that Pam had on beef prices?
Yes.
You know, we have very high beef prices for at least the last 5 or 6 years. And one of the reasons why is because of the screw worms that the beef had in Mexico. It's
what kind of worms?
Screw worms.
Screw worms.
Right. And you can look that up if you'd like.
Okay.
I'm not going to define what they do or how they affect cattle, but we don't want screw worms in the U.S. And that brought the beef prices up because we weren't importing beef from Mexico anymore. Uh-huh. Slightly fattier beef, which adds to the beef that we have, which is leaner, and it brought prices down for a while. You know, it's like just regular hamburger that you buy. But now, you know, they want to import, or at least Trump has floated the idea of importing Argentinian beef. And
to bring down the price of U.S. beef.
Well, I wouldn't mind having, you know, lower prices for beef. Right. I'd love to, you know, I'd like my kids to taste beef once in their life. Okay.
Beef.
We do get ground
it's
beef.
For dinner.
But, you know, just a steak, please. I'd just like to, like to show them what it looks like at least. It's just ridiculous. You know, I've got, in Costco, they have all of these displays of all this beef, these just beautiful cuts of beef, you know, and just like $50, $45. No, ain't happening here. You know, I live at Costco.
Right.
I'm in...
you have one of the new apartments that you're building above there.
I'm in the spice aisle.
You are?
Used to be in the technology area, but...
You moved over to spice.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would be good.
Change. Why'd you do that? What was wrong with the technology aisle?
Well,
too
you
many
have,
things. To,
you know, you got to change
a little
change,
variety.
A little change of
well,
scenery.
Variety is the spice just of change, life. Change yeah, of so scenery. There you go. Yeah.
Now, in Idiocracy, which is what this feature is, in Idiocracy, Costco is a city.
Yeah.
A very big city.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, that's what's happening with the price of beef. And if they put Argentinian beef in there, it might lower the prices. But then again, the the cattle ranchers that really want to keep the prices where they are or at least stabilize, they're trying to stabilize the price of it.
Right.
And bring cattle back up.
Yes.
So they can lower the price a little bit. But putting this effort into maybe lowering the price too much or in a sudden shock of imports, that could be a problem.
Not a good idea.
For the cattle industry.
Yeah. It is 6:38,
all right,
by the way.
And
weather.
Oh, it's WMDX. Too.
Yes, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening
it's
to.
John Peterson, Gordy Young. And weather for today is cool, 45 degrees currently, and it's going to stay cool and breezy all day long. Winds are going to pick up again, high of just 50. Look for some rain today, later this afternoon and tonight. And then it all clears out for some nice weather for about a week. After that.
That's right. Mark has a few texts here.
Yeah. In fact, he's on the line right
now. Okay. Yes. Let's go to Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us besides some of these wonderful texts that you have? Carrie Russell being a part of the cast in Waitress. I forgot about that.
Oh. Yeah, she was the lead in that.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I mean, that. Even though I had some doubts about the Nathan Fillion character, I mean, I was a little ambivalent toward him.
Yeah.
That, but I mean, it is just, and hearing the previous call that about the children that Putin kidnapped. Mm. How many of those little girls now or little boys are now sex slaves, and you know that the compounds of Trump's buddy oligarchs over there in Russia.
Yeah.
That and. There's, you know, with George Santos thing that he was asked if he was going to pay restitution to the people he cheated. He says, "Well, no, not really, because I don't have to now." And somebody was telling about a woman. I heard a report of all the fines that Trump pardoned away, and I did back of the napkin calculation of it. Over $1 billion these thieves have stolen. That Trump, in one case, it was $676 million in just one case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's bad enough the fines that are getting forgiven, you know, the government's not going to collect. But what about the people that the restitution they were ordered to pay to the victims, and now they're not going to have to pay it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, explain that away, CJ. Explain how great Donald Trump is when doing this, when he's actually hurting American citizens, hurting victims of crimes that Donald Trump has done in this. And don't give me this crap about Joe Biden, what he's forgiven, because it's nowhere near what Donald Trump has done.
Exactly.
And, I mean, that those people that worked at that one medical facility there where the guy was pocketing the money rather than turning it over to the government, and those people, you know, do they get credit for that money going to their, you know, to their Social Security accounts? Or probably not.
No.
Explain that, you know, old Mr. Donald Trump, and now he's destroying the White House. It's going to be bigger than the entire. This addition that Trump is slapping on, it's going to look like Palace of Versailles, it'd be twice as tacky, is bigger than the entire East Wing.
It is. It's outrageous.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Mark, thank you for that call.
Thanks, Mark. A lot of good points in there, but, you know, Trump has had a long history with the Russian mob. In New York. I mean, talk about corrupt and money laundering. Okay, you say, well, he hasn't been accused of it or he hasn't gone to court, he hasn't gone to prison for it. It's a well-known fact. He has laundered money for the Russian mob in New York. He's been doing it for ages.
Well, how many of those condos inside the Trump Tower were sold to Russian oligarchs?
Yeah.
I mean, tons of those.
That's right.
In the Trump Tower, sold to Russians,
and then Barron, his son.
Yeah. What's he up to?
I saw a story in that. I don't know if it's true or not, but he has a boyfriend.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
And I guess there are floors above and below the floor that Barron is inhabiting, and I guess they've been closed off now, and Trump is a little angry or protective. I'm not quite sure what the reason was for that, but that's one of the stories that are just floating out there. And
so it's idle speculation at this point. We don't really know. We don't have any facts to back
it. It didn't seem like idle speculation from the person delivering it, but
okay.
But I haven't researched it, so it's idle speculation as far as we are concerned here on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show. And by the way, Kenny Lockins is on the line. He doesn't like us using the
danger zone
on our show.
He's really not happy about Trump using it in that video. He's dumping poop on all the protesters.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got that story coming up.
You know, yeah, that's right. Well, who's the puppet, the dog puppet that poops on everybody?
Okay. It'll come to us, or somebody will text us.
I can't remember now.
It's God.
Is it Triumph?
Triumph.
Yes, Triumph. Yeah. Triumph. Thank you. Triumph. Yeah. Angry dog.
All right.
So, what brought that to mind?
Well, dumping poop on people.
Oh, yeah.
From the airplane.
Oh, sure.
So, and Triumph always liked to poop on people. So that was his famous line.
Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So just rambling, I guess.
Well, we're hopelessly lost, but we're making good time.
So. There you go. Thank you.
Away we go.
All right. Well, you know, this was a big fiasco out in California. People were warned. You know what happened was the military. They were going to shoot. They were going to have drills, and they were firing live ammo over a highway in California.
Just for training purposes.
Training
only.
Purposes, yeah. And
that must have been fun if you're on the 101 or whatever it is out there.
And Governor Gavin Newsom was saying, "Hey, you can't do that. I mean, this is dangerous for the people driving on Highway 5, I think it was.
Oh, Highway 5. Oh, that's a good one.
So busy. Now it's one of the busiest. And so so Gavin closed down the highway briefly.
Oh.
Yeah. It caused a lot of people a lot of pain, obviously a very busy highway. But he did it just for safety's sake. And then he was criticized by the administration, by all the MAGAs out there, thinking, you know, he's just doing this to get back at Trump. Well, a 55-millimeter shell fell from the sky, pieces of it anyway, detonated early before it got across the highway.
Oh, no.
Blew up above the highway and rained its particulate down on the highway and hit a California Highway Patrol vehicle and motorcycle that were part of, get this, Vice President J.D. Vance's protective detail.
What?
So it wasn't getting even with Trump, and it was done for safety's sake, and because the highway was closed off, at least, you know, the citizens in California were safe for the time being, but the shell went off early over the highway and rained down its particulate on everybody below.
Including J.D. Vance's
J.D. Vance's protective detail.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Huh.
Well, you know.
That's what a coincidence that was.
Well, you got to think, wow, that's not a good thing.
Are Trump and J.D. getting along okay? You know?
I don't think so.
No. Think there's a rift there?
No, I J.D.'s just waiting to become president.
Yeah, he's on standby.
Okay, another bombshell. I don't know if this is necessarily a bombshell or not, but this is a big, huge cut in regulations for the EPA. So we're trying to protect the environment. We're really desperately trying to maintain a good environment in this country. But the new EPA chief, Lee Zeldin, said, nope. Deregulation, trillions of dollars. Let's go to cut 136. It's cut 136. And let's listen to what Lee Zeldin wants.
We have that?
Not 136.
Oh. Uh-oh. No, stand by.
All right.
That's Jesse Waters?
Don't want that.
No.
Not that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's forget that. Zeldin refers to a 2009 endangerment finding, which concluded that six greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. Well, that will be gone now, okay? Mm. The all six greenhouse gases that endanger the public, those regulations are gone.
So they're okay. Everything's okay.
Yep, yep.
Just don't worry about
it. But hey, wait a minute. He's saving trillions of dollars, okay? He's saving trillions.
Okay.
Do we have it now? Okay, let's play the cut.
Okay.
Basically half of the president's deregulation agenda.
Wow.
And we're talking about trillions of dollars of deregulation. In 1 year, we will do more deregulation at the Trump EPA than entire federal governments have done across all federal agencies across entire presidencies. Just one of the proposed deregulations alone, the proposed rescission of the 2009 Obama endangerment finding, if finalized, is the largest act of deregulation in the history of the United States.
Wow. Let's celebrate that.
Okay. Great.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks, Lee.
It is 6:49. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On your commute this morning, John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX, Dom at the controls.
Mm-hmm.
You can always listen to the station online as well. Go to the Civic Media app, no ads, and enjoy it. Pick our station, text us, voice note us, or also give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You're part of the program.
That's right. 608-879-8255. We have clear to partly cloudy skies this morning. It's a chilly start, 45 degrees, highs near 50. Look for some rain this afternoon and tonight. Want to remind you, you can go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Check out the new events page. All kinds of great events happening around Madison and the area here. Just go to WMDXradio.com/events. And check out all the upcoming activities around Madison. Okay.
All right. Well, I promise that we'll get some stuff on the John and Gordy site. Okay.
Yeah.
We have to get that going.
We've got it.
I've been promising Dom I'm going to send him all these videos from the No King's Day thing. Yeah. I have not done one thing
yet.
Well,
that was a couple of days ago now.
It's too late.
Facebook's hard to navigate, though. I can't even blame you. I mean, Facebook, putting stuff on Facebook is difficult nowadays.
It's difficult, at least, to be considered a creator on it.
Right.
We're trying to get trained for that. potty trained. All right.
Is that hard to post stuff, really?
Look. I only got part of that story in about Lee Zeldin. Trillions of dollars of deregulation on at least most of the gases that will kill us in the not-too-distant future. Yeah. But a report just came out recently. CO2 growth rates have tripled since the 60s and reached levels that existed more than 800,000 years ago.
Wow.
Irreversible changes causing a sequence of systems collapses in a domino effect. That's what they're saying. We're there now. Carbon dioxide levels jumped by the highest amount on record last year, soaring to a level not seen in human civilization and turbocharging the Earth's climate and causing more extreme weather, costing lives and billions of dollars.
My God. Don't bring me down, man.
That was a big part of my story. And now I'm laughing about it? Come on, we're on the verge of extinction here.
It's horrible.
All right. I know it is. Don't laugh.
I'm not
Don't
laughing.
Laugh.
I'm crying.
Okay. All right, let's get to Tom Tiffany. I'm the only guy in the state covering Tom Tiffany's run for governor.
You got the goods on Tom Tiffany.
I do.
I mean, you got it.
I do. I don't like this guy at all.
Tom Tiffany stories.
He's blaming Governor Evers for everything that the Republicans who have been in charge for 14 years have done over the state, which is just stunning to me. I just can't wrap my head around it. But that's why I'm bringing this up. He's made a couple of claims here, and I want to play this. It's cut 143. And he's wrong, blatantly wrong, on one of the issues that we just found out about in the news yesterday. So let's listen to this cut from Tom Tiffany.
The thing that we used to hear from people on the Democrat side in regards to education,
Democratic,
we should never be like Mississippi. So we highlighted that in our ad because that's how far Wisconsin has fallen. Now, let's give Mississippi some credit. They are rising, and Wisconsin now could perhaps take a lesson from them, but still, we're in about the middle of the pack.
Yep.
Wisconsin has always had a proud educational system that's one of the best in America.
It's been
ACT
defunded.
ACT scores consistently in the top
been
five.
Defunded,
we
yes.
need to set higher standards rather than what the education governor, Tony Evers, has done, is allow lower education standards.
No. Okay. No, he hasn't. He was the superintendent of schools in the state. So that was not his intent. Again, you know, the Republicans have defunded everything in the state. And also Tom Tiffany is saying that there's this huge deficit, $1 billion deficit caused by Governor Evers. We found out yesterday that there's a $1 billion surplus. Okay. I guess you'll have to update that part of the ad.
Okay.
God, this guy is a tragic accident. you know, stand-up comedian Eric Hovde.
Where's he been
was
lately?
A disaster, and he almost beat Tammy Baldwin, which is just frightening. What is wrong with the voters?
I'm shocked that he hasn't thrown his hat in the ring to run for governor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe he likes it out there maybe in what, Long Beach, was it?
Somewhere in California, yeah. It's a huge mansion.
Oh, man, yeah. He has his bank, you know.
Oh, sure.
And his bank is buying up other banks that have small business loans, and they're calling all those small business loans in.
Oh.
They're bankrupting all the small businesses that had loans with these banks that they're now absorbing.
Hmm.
And he's the small business guy? Don't think so. Doesn't happen that way.
Okay.
All right. Now, another thing. I think I got time for this. Turning Point USA in the schools, political parties in schools is not a good idea. But somebody's saying it's a First Amendment right. Here's an attorney's comment on saying it is a First Amendment right. A reminder to public schools and universities considering denying Turning Point USA chapters at their campuses. Doing so violates the First Amendment right. My firm will provide legal services to any Turning Point USA group denied, and the school will pay the fee. There you go.
Yeah.
So what we should have now in middle schools and high schools is a political party sitting there indoctrinating our kids. Now, I don't know how many parents are for something like this, even if you're conservative. Do you want something like this? Because John and Gordy's.
Yes.
Antifa after school will also be in those schools as well.
The Antifa after school program.
Yes.
From John and Gordy.
And we're trying to.
We're still workshopping it a little bit.
But we are, but as soon as it takes off, I think everybody's going to want one of these in their local school system.
Go viral, man. It's going big time. Yeah. Right. Can't wait.
There you go.
Still got to work on the logo a little bit. A couple of minor things marketing wise.
We're creating a whole new Antifa logo.
Can't wait. It is 6:59. We've got news, weather, sports, updates straight ahead, and then we're back with a big story for today, Tuesday. I'm John and Gordy.
A great speech.
Oh boy.
At the No Kings rally.
Yes. Can't wait to hear it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.